Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
Speaking of podcasting and Audio Hijack Pro, just let me tell you that when Big Fatty says he does not use the computers or the cell phones, he means it.
Y'all have to listen to There Are Some Who Call Me Tim, the most recent one, because that one was a hilarious shit sammy between the three of you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to halftime of the big game and episode one of Big Fatty Online. Coming up today, we will clear up a little bit of unfinished business. We'll introduce you to a new segment that I'm calling Memory Lane Music, and much, much more here on Big Fatty Online, episode one. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Just let me tell you that when Big Fatty says he does not use the computers or the cell phones, he means it.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4696 of the BFO for Sunday, the 8th of February, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, it's halftime of the big game, and it's time to choose the number one, number two, and number three fans for 2026. Big Fatty. It is time for the Superb Owl, and y'all, it's you know, we're leading up to the selection of the number one, number two, and number three fans of the BFO. So, y'all, just thought I'd, first of all, the game in the first quarter it's very much a defensive game so far. Seattle scored on the only score of the first quarter was on the first possession. Seattle scored a field goal, and y'all, then they have traded punts back and forth because they couldn't get a first down, and that's where the first quarter ended 3-0. But y'all, the important part of the game, of course, are the commercials. Now, y'all, a lot of these commercials, I think, have been seen ahead of the game, but y'all, I gotta mention the meh commercial by the YouTubes, y'all, because you know that's meh. That's an old Little Fatty Cast. In fact, if you wanted to write to the Little Fatty Cast, it's meh at Little Fatty. Dot online, or I don't know if that's it or not, but we're gonna go with that. Yes, we're ready. Y'all, but the meh is just cute. Y'all, I did it also enjoy the DraftKings commercial with that Colin Jost and Michael Che, where they were talking about, oh, this is all we're live here, and you know, then they dubbed over voices and everything. Thing like that. I also enjoyed the Homes.com commercial where they were, you know, different places where you could have a home, and y'all, it's just imaginative. Y'all, there have been several of the artificial intelligence commercials, and you know, I don't know, they're just not, they're not grabbing me at all. No, Big Fatty. But y'all, I think my favorite serious commercial, or sort of Holmesy, I guess, was the Lay's potato commercial, where the old potato farmer is deciding to retire and is going to hand over the potato farm. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, to his daughter. And then they surprise him with a party and everything. And but the funniest one, I think, so far in the first quarter was the Liquid Death energy drink, where it had all the exploding heads, and it was just all these bodies walking around without a head. Big Fatty sounds very much like the BFO. Well, anyway, so I'll be right back before you know it with some second half comments. Gussie, y'all, so far the second half scoring is just as boring as the first half. Y'all, they just keep punting to each other. However, Seattle did score another field goal, which which makes the score 6-0 as of the moment. Y'all, some commercials so far. I really enjoyed. Well, first of all, the Backstreet Boys commercial. Y'all, they're just. Give it up. But my favorite, I think, is the Polar Bear the Pepsi-Cola commercial where he's on the Kiss Cam. I just thought that was cute. I really like the Redfin commercial where they sing the Mr. Rogers song, Won't You Be My Neighbor. It's just another feel-good commercial. Get up off that thing. Y'all, everybody's shaking their buttholes. And two that I really didn't care for the people in it was the Bosch commercial with that guy, Figuretti, and that Andy Cohen with the... Nerds stuff. So, y'all, I also really, really enjoyed the Liquid IV commercial with the singing toilets and the urinals. And, you know, the message was, look at your pee, bitch! But I thought that was cute. And, but y'all, it says something about the world when the commercial about the little Jewish kid that was being bullied. I don't know. It's a sad state of affairs, is what it is. But y'all, you know, Captain D in Tennessee and Alan in the Uck, well, they are on, as they say, holiday. And y'all, they're in the Singapore, Mexico. And one of Captain D's former assistants at the store that he works at, he sometimes listens to the BFO. His name is Nate. And Nate put a sign up today at the store he's working at. And it said, closed early for Superb Owl. Will reopen at 10 a.m. to 9:26. Y'all, I love it. Nate, if you're listening, thank you for calling. Get on the listener map. Yes, Big Fatty. Well, y'all, we're inside the 2-minute warning. It's still 6-0, but Seattle is trying to score again with another field goal or something like that. So we're just counting down the last seconds. You know, it'll take 20 minutes to play these last 30 seconds because they'll all do the timeouts. But anyway. And y'all, with just a few seconds left, Seattle scores another field goal, 9-0. Oh, Big Fatty, it's the parade of former winners. Oh, look, it is 2009. That that's Bill in St. Louis, Space Ace in Australia, and Miss Beaver should have been that. Well, she's at the end. Oh, that's right. Y'all, 2010. Y'all, there's Moose P. And Gavin, and again, Miss Beaver was our first repeat as the number three fan. Oh, big fatty, there's Joe in Dallas and KC in Denver and Terry in the Chicagos. He just had a celebration of exiting the birth canal. He did. And y'all, there's 2012, there's Gavin and Yaz Mabadoo and the gay cowboy up there in the New Hampshire. Yes, big fatty. And 2013, there's the Glavitas and Drusilla Blomey. And the little Aussie battler, Scotty. Yes, indeed. And then, oh, look, it's the Crazy Mexican 2014. Hat M and Kingsley and Mr. Tim Kubo. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, and Big Fatty, there's 2015, Trucker Alex and Gary. And he's up there in the Rainbow Vista now, yes. And Ed Candelabra, yes. 2016. There's Brian in the Danbury and Gavin and Christina Hill. Yes, Big Fatty. In 2017, your youngest daughter, Nessa. Oh, and there's Mac and Flo Rida. You just saw him recently. I did. And in Gay Country West. And 2018 is Mr. Mike and Chris and Woodhaven, that Patrick Plain. Yes, Big Fatty. 2019, there's Terminal Single Tim and Kathy Marshall and Aunt Big Fatty. We don't hear from him much anymore. No, we don't. Y'all, 2020, there's our first repeat number one fan. That's Bill in St. Louis again. Number two was the Northeast Straight Jenny. And Francie was number three. Yes, Big Fatty. And 2021 was the Fake Orgasm and the British Invasion. Blind Guy Jay was number two, and Vader, not Baron Frosty, was number three. And then 2022, Faye Driver, and Blind Guy Jay, and Phyllis Lindstrom. Yes, Big Fatty. And oh, it's 2023. There's the number two fan, Scotty, and the number three fan, Randy, in the Penis Slivania, Oh, look, there's our latest number one fan, y'all. That's Ken Big Fatty. Why do you keep calling him Eric? I don't know. And Phoenix Dave, you know, down there in the red stick. And your straight boyfriend Phil, who didn't remember he was number three. It's true. And here are the reigning number one, number two, and number three fans. Y'all, number three, there's Gay Country West. Yes, Big Fatty, he's repeated in that position. He has. And then there's From the Future, Arte Groza. And the number one fan of the BFO for 20 and 25, y'all, it is none other than the Spambassador of the BFO, and the number one fan for this year, y'all, is the Laughing Buddha, a Big Fatty. Big Fatty, Laughing Buddha is going up to the micro hoist.
Ladies and gentlemen callers, it has been a great honor and, dare I say, privilege to be the number one fan of 2025. As I reflect upon the last year, my heart swells with pride that I had the character to represent the BFO in the humanitarian, charitable, and kindness works that Big Fatty values so much. My favorite duty was representing the BFO at the numerous ribbon-cutting ceremonies at all the new Vons East stores across this great nation. Although I relinquished these duties, I stepped down firmly in the knowledge of a job well done, and may I be the first to congratulate the number one fan of 2026.
Yes, it is. It's time to yes. Oh yes, we've got it is time for us to choose the number one, number two, and number three fan of the BFO. And y'all, as is with tradition, I will have Poodle reach into the colostomy bag. Big Fatty, I've got it right here. Can you hear? Can you hear it? It's right. It's the colostomy bag, and she will pull out the number one fan, so everyone has a chance to be the number one fan, and then she'll pull out the number two fan, and then she'll pull out the number three fan. Yes, Big Daddy, and then we will announce the winners in reverse order. It's true, and that gives everybody a chance to be the number one fan. Big Fatty, I can't believe the time is here. Let's get to it. Big Fatty, I am now reaching my hand into the colostomy bag, and I have selected the number one fan of the BFO, and now I am selecting the number two, I say, true fan of the BFO, and now I'm selecting the number three fan of the BFO. Big Fatty, this is so exciting! Yes! Of the BFO. It is the third time that he's been the number two fan. Yes, that's right. He was number two back in 2021 and in 2022. But y'all, because the number one fan in 2021 could not fulfill duties, he filled them. The number one fan of the BFO for 2026 is... Miseries La 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 Laura, Big Fatty, Miseries La 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 Laura. Oh, that's just lovely. Oh, she's perfect. She's just perfect because, you know, she enjoys your balls in her mouth. It's true, she does. And y'all, she's been permanently scarred for many, many years because of the Celt incident at the Hunters or whatever it was. Oh. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely... Just a lovely, superb Owl Sunday. Game will be starting again here very soon. And, y'all, just a moment of thanks here from Big Fatty for being with the little show all these years. And year 19 is off to a grand start. Yes, Big Fatty, let the rigging comments begin. Well, you know they're coming. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, as is tradition, we had Archer and the crew. And Archer, what do you learn?
Just let me tell you that when Big Fatty says he does not use the computers or the cell phones, he means it.
Oh, yes, he means it, but it's nice to have a reminder.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.